You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me just help the people here. Maybe you've been on the wheel for a long time. Stay on it. You will not fix yourself. And I've been running with Jesus a long time, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you this disclaimer. You will never fix yourself. You're not the one to pull the straw if it's too painful. You're not the one to take all of the debt out. Yeah, I can't do that because I got to spend. You will not be the one that gets rid of resentment and jealousy. You got to help, have him to help. He's got to pull it out of you. Because jealousy is as cruel as the grave.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Potter's Touch. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6.
Here's another one. This is going to hurt. He's pulling pride out. He's pulling P-R-I-D-E out. Pride is a marker. In other words, there's a mark like Cain on you. We can track you in the earth. It's a marker. Pride is a marker. Strong drink is raging. He that is deceived thereby is not wise. You got to get rid of the pride. Thank you, Lord. And God is doing it while spinning on the wheel of circumstance. A negative self-image is another thing that God is pulling out while you're spinning. Some people think but that if you get rid of pride, you're supposed to be so humble that you never really invest in self. No. Get your hair done, get your nails done, get your body done. I say, get your hair done, get your nails done, and get your what done? You don't just get hair done, nails done, feet done, and say, I don't care about body. I got a pretty nice vehicle. Now, I don't put any type of gas in it. And I just really believe God wants me to say, we shouldn't care more about how we treat our vehicle than we do this temple. That hadn't always been my mentality. I had nobody to tell me that. But material things shouldn't be more important than this vessel. Write it down. He's pulling out perfectionism. Perfectionism. Too much pressure to be a perfectionist, and there's too much demand on those that are around us. And let me tell you right now, I love to have things right. But when you're dealing with a group of people, you'll never, ever, 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 ever see perfection. You see maturity. When the scripture says, be perfect, for I am perfect, he's saying be mature, not flawless. You'll never see it with children. You got to spend time with them. You got to develop them and train them up in the way they should go. You all know that, right? Well, come on, say amen. Mm-hmm. Write it down. He's pulling out procrastination too. Putting off today what you can do. Putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. If we just start just eradicating procrastination, we would advance by 30% in a week as a church. Because procrastination puts off what you can do right now. I'll take care of it later. No, take care of it now. And do it with enthusiasm and watch God work it out. He's pulling out regret. I should have done it this way. We can't go back in time. We have to move forward. And if you know where you're going, you won't waste time. Bishop, he's pulling a lot of stuff out. I know. He's pulling out jealousy. Would that brother and sister come to church and you feel some kind of way and turn away? That's what he's pulling out. Next time they show up, look at them and smile. I walk up to them and tell them they look good. Don't turn away. They right there now, but you looking this way. I need you to face them and say, you know what? You look really good today. God bless you. Don't let jealousy, the germ, the worm of jealousy, burrow into your spirit. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That jealousy spirit is pervading around the world. It comes with every capitalistic society. A lot that drives America today is not good. What drives America is greed. And even in a mild way, jealousy is pervading, even in the church, because we've been told that if you walk with Jesus, you're supposed to be rich, but it's just not true. He will make ones rich that can handle it. Because if he made some of us rich, we wouldn't see you next week. Family wouldn't see you. Nobody would see you. Certainly the kingdom wouldn't see you. God knows what he's doing. But there's at least seven of you that he's going to make rich. Because he know what you're going to do with it. Glory to God. Man, I wanted to preach, but y'all ain't saying nothing this morning. God wants you to wiggle with your riches. Mm-hmm. That's right. But he knows what we'll do with it. Some of us will be ghosted. I'm out. When he wants you to establish his covenant. So regret has to go. Jealousy has to go. Write it down. Negativity. Pessimism has to go. Pessimism. That's what he's pulling out of these lumps of clay. I've never examined the potter's wheel like I'm examining it. That 360. You know how you can stand in one place and this camera goes all around you? While you dancing to the music. Have you ever seen yourself like that where a camera shows you what your backside looks like? Well, the potter is spinning us on a wheel and he can see it all. Glory to God. You know why? Do you know why you don't have eyes in the back? Do you know why there's no armor for your back? It's because you're never supposed to be retreating. You're supposed to be moving forward. You're not supposed to be turning around and running in the other direction. You're supposed to be taking new ground. And that's why he has offensive armor for you, because you're never supposed to turn around and go backwards. So for a moment, I let the Holy Spirit show me what's in the clay. So what does the potter do? Write it down. The potter is a visionary. Let me elevate you to what a visionary does. It doesn't just envision, but he has to do something with it. The potter is a visionary. And the potter shapes vessels. That means there are things that he likes, he's going to keep. And there are things he's going to get rid of. He discards it. And we have to be willing to let him remove what he doesn't like and place on us or in us what he does. The potter is a visionary, and he shapes or she shapes vessels. In the text here, God is the potter. So we'll say he shapes us. He shapes vessels. Write it down. Vases. And other decorative things. All of the things that you have on your shelves at home. The things that we have in our churches. The things that we love. Somebody crafted it. Somebody spent time and spun it. And worked on it until it became what you see. That's the art of the potter. Glory to God. I want to use for a moment the potter's wheel and other special equipment that they use to shape in the mold vessels. Thank you, Lord. Let me just help the people here. Maybe you've been on the wheel for a long time. Stay on it. You will not fix yourself. And I've been running with Jesus a long time, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you this disclaimer. You will never fix yourself. You're not the one to pull the straw if it's too painful. You're not the one to take all of the debt out. Yeah, I can't do that because I got to spin. You will not be the one that gets rid of resentment and jealousy. You got to help, have him to help. He's got to pull it out of you. Because jealousy is as cruel as the grave. That means once you're locked up in its vault, it's hard to free yourself. Glory, hallelujah. You will never rid yourself of regret alone. You need aid from God. You will never get the worms out of you. Many of us don't even know they're there until they become so large that we see our belly moving. Glory to God. The stuff is mutated to such a degree that it's become a crisis. Well, God can see it when it's a seed. Hallelujah. So give me a spiritual MRI, Lord, and show me what's on the inside. And let me trust you long enough as you spin me on this wheel and know that you love me as you pull it out of me. Yes. Glory to God. I wish I was prophetic, had a prophetic people this morning. But God was like, you got to grab your neighbor and pull it. Yes. God want to pull some stuff. Glory to God. You're too mean. Pull it out. You frown too much. Pull it out. Ain't no love. You got to pull it out. You're too self-centered. Pull it out. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Grab your neighbor and just pull a little bit. Pull. Don't inject the arm off. I wish you had a prophetic people. God is trying to pull you. You didn't actually get out yourself. He pulled you out. I need him to pull some stuff out. Help me, Lord. You will never do it on your own. You will never set your own bone. You will never tell yourself, I can fix me. You can't. We need a physician. Can somebody say amen? We need a potter. We need somebody that loves us, that dies for us and helps us through. Let it go. Let it go. Let the straw go, the debt go, the pride go, the negativity go, the lack of self-respect. Let it go. The unforgiveness, the mold. Let the mixture go. Let the rocks and the stones go, especially rocky hearts. Let it go. When you look at a lump of clay, what do you see? I know you can see the straw and the rocks and all of that, but can you see the end result? Oh my God, Jesus. The potter, if we can just look at him, what does the potter see when he sees a lump of clay? He can see the apparent and what he needs to pull out, but he also has vision about a finished product. And that's why we can't give up on each other, because God is not done with us yet. When I was coming up, somebody sung this song. Maybe you can help me with the author. Please be patient with me. But God is not through with me yet. And I shall come forth. And I shall come forth. Come on, that's pure gold. I think I heard Mama say that was Jane Cleveland. Is it Jane Cleveland? Okay. Please be patient with me. I used to hear that song when I was a little boy. God is not through with me yet. And I shall come forth. What are they talking about? You don't come forth as pure gold until you go through a refiner's fire. He has to have something in mind when he puts you in the heat. He has to see something that's bigger than you and your maladies and your problems. The pastoral ministry is like that. If you ever want to become a pastor, and we'll be consecrating and setting into office Pastor Eric Clark next Sunday at 4. And we will confer credentials and authority on the man to get the job done. Glory to God. Somebody's got to see the finished work. We know what raw material looked like, but God is not tied to what you used to do and who you used to be and how you used to do it and how you used to move it. God sees something totally different in your future. So don't bring me no rap sheet on the man. I could care less about what he did and how he used to flow in this region. God saw something different in the man. God is about removing distraction. When the potter looks at the clay, he's about removing some stuff. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And when you look at a lump of clay, what do you see? When you look at a lump of clay in a child's eyes, what do you see? Only what they did or what they can be. When you look at a person coming into the church, do you only look at what they did or what they can be? When you see a person standing on the street corner, do you only look at what they did or coming out of prison or incarceration, or do you see what they can be? Do you see a dry piece of dirt, or do you see a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use? Glory to God. I know many of us can't be godlike, but God wants us to think different when we look at clay. Now I want you to imagine a potter looking at you. Do you want him to throw you away when he sees the worm? Or do you want him to be patient? Do you want him to throw you away when he sees a rock? Or do you want him to be patient and carefully remove it? Do you want him to envision you based on what you see, or to have or to purpose you based on what he see or what he has in his own mind concerning you? Do you want him to think endless possibilities, or to limit you based on the lump of clay that he see with all of the stuff in it? One of the things I want to make sure y'all understand, I am not your potter. My patience is not like his. Glory to God. I'm not trying to be your God to mold you and take everything out of you. But I'm only showing you a 360. If you don't say within yourself, I need him to fix me, and all you can see is what other people are saying about you, and they shouldn't say it that way, and you should do this and that, but you never see what your responsibility is, and that is to yield to the pressure that the potter has on your life. You jump off the wheel as soon as you see a spin, and you want to criticize me because I tell you to get back on it, because I ain't here to shape you. I'm here to point you to who he is. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. That's what's wrong with a lot of ministers and people around the world today. We're trying to do God's work. You got to let God be God. My job is to point you to Jesus. Where you at? Are you under the word? Are you trying to get there? Do you submit to his will? Or do you only look at the end result? Somebody that's been on the wheel for a while and you want what you see, but you're not going through the process to get it. When you come to church, you don't leave because you don't like what somebody said. You got to stay on the wheel. You don't walk away from a job because you don't like the boss. You got to learn how to stay there because God uses those circumstances to mold you in what you need to be. I can keep going with it, but y'all, Like you're looking somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You ever seen a potter? You ever been to a potter's house? There's a wheel, flat wheel, and there's a pad that they keep pumping in to make it spin. It spins based on them moving that leg, pumping it, while they mold. Systematic activation, pressure and spinning, water removing. It's messy. Sometimes it will look like stuff is useless. Even useless pieces of equipment. He may have something that looks like a rod and he uses it, puts it in there to create a line as it spins. You know, why would he do that? Because some clay flings off. But what he's doing is creating a line that when this thing is molded and fastened, you're like, my God, look at that. How did they put that in there? That design. Your unique design is often created in the spin. The thing that he's trying to do for you, the most precious part of it, is not done when you're standing still. It's when you're spinning on the wheel of circumstance. You got to stay on the wheel long enough to let God be God. I like Isaiah 64 and 8. Should be on the screen here. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Remember that the one who's spinning you is your Father. He's the potter also, potter father, or father potter. We're the clay that he's molding. Where's the safe spot? We're in his hands. Glory to God. And that's what you need to say. As long as I'm in his hands, I'm not going to focus on the spin. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, Lord. I believe Isaiah shows us here in Isaiah 64. He uses a word picture to show you our Father is the potter. He ties in with Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. And you're the clay, his children, his child in his hands. Well, I don't see the word child, Bishop. The fact that he's Father tells you. He's our Father. Jesus used the same term, our Father. In other words, the daddy that I call Father is yours. Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Here Isaiah says, our Father. We are his children or his clay. He's the potter. But we're in his hands. Don't run over that. Whatever you face in the next week, remember you're in his hands. Whoever frowns at you while you spin, don't let it get to you. You're still in his hands. Whatever comes back to knock you backwards or to push you backwards, don't let it overcome you because you're in his hands. Don't let the spin mess you up. You're in his hands. He has a plan for you. Not of evil, but the plan is good to bring about an expected end. Can the church say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Man, sometimes when you're preaching, you got to preach yourself happy. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I had to get some mint tea this morning. I had to go through a few changes. But I'm here. Can somebody say amen? You ever woke up, man? But I'm here. I'm going to keep on moving on. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. God is the master, not prophet, the master potter. He's done this many times. Remember, you're like clay in his hands, according to Isaiah 64. Stop complaining and start yielding. Let me say it again. Stop complaining, because you're just the clay. And yield to the pressure. Let's dive a little deeper. As I get ready to close, you need to understand that the clay, the master potter, has a mind. A design in his mind as he's shaping you. Thank you, Lord. And I have to believe that he saw something.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Potter's Touch, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2407-2108. That's reference number 2407-2108.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. The Ministry of Education is currently taking donations of book bags filled with school supplies for each grade level in preparation for the back-to-school giveaway on Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m. For details, email moe@truthrevealed.org. Summer break is almost ending, and the popular back-to-school sale tax holiday will begin on Monday, July 29th. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessory through Sunday, August 11th. Ute Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. Focus Young Adult Ministry will meet on Friday, July 26th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Scan the QR code in the foyer to get involved with fellowship, group discussions, and more.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.